Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darnold begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 60, 23, 42.
Was it early morning yesterday? I was up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on.
Okay, good. Well, if it's going, come on with me, dude.
I did the boop test.
The boop test. The ever professional boop test.
Yeah, I'm not going to listen to myself talk, even though there's no delay.
There's no delay on the headphones today?
No.
That's weird, because sometimes there's like a huge delay. Sometimes there's none. Do you know what changes that at all?
Is no
just
idea.
GarageBand being GarageBand?
No idea. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
maybe there's an update for GarageBand that can fix this shit. I wish, because it seems to be really buggy for like GarageBand 7 or whatever this is.
It's like you think they would have gotten it ironed out by now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a rocket science, you know, it's not like a insane tool.
Right, and it's not brand new.
Yeah. No.
Well, it works okay. It's just
it kind of works.
It kind of works. You just know you have to fine-tune it from time to time. You have to sit there like a safecracker and tune it in.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. This is Darn Wars.
Hey, guys.
I'm Ben.
I'm Ralph.
It's
11:31.
Yeah.
Or it's 10:31. I'm sorry.
10:31 in the a.m. This is our...
Yeah.
One of our earliest shows ever.
Did you go to Wendy's for breakfast?
I did. I went to Wendy's for lunch, unfortunately.
Yeah. Why'd you do that?
Because I thought the cutoff was 10:30.
Oh.
Must be 10.
Do they even have breakfast?
Yeah, Wendy's has like biscuits and stuff.
Oh. I went to Carl's Jr.
Ooh.
Yeah, I assumed you would have gone to Carl's Jr.
I do that a lot when I'm up in time for breakfast, because I can get that breakfast burger.
Yeah, which is what I got.
Which is some good shits. No, I got myself like a grilled chicken club. And I ate it in your parking lot.
At 10.
At 10 in the morning.
I don't think I could have chicken that early in the morning.
You can have eggs that early in the morning. Same deal.
Yeah, but...
Molecularly, it's the same thing, I'm sure.
Well, probably DNA-wise.
Right, if you get... if you get it to a small enough level, the same
I
thing.
Think by the time it becomes bigger than DNA...
Then your stomach can decide.
The flavor changes a little bit.
And it does depend on what time of day it is.
Ben eats his food on a... DNA level.
I break my food down to DNA and then eat it.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
That's really tough to do.
You better believe it. That's why I wasn't your parking lot for so long eating. I was there with my enzymes and my...
I don't even know what kind of utensil you would use to do that.
An electron fork. And I had a spectrometer on my straw, because I do the same thing with my drinks.
What's the DNA of soda?
What's the DNA of Diet Coke? It's tricky because, it's 99% the same as regular Coke on the DNA level, just like us and chimpanzees. But so different.
Does Diet Coke taste better on a molecular level or a DNA level? Is molecular the same as DNA? Not really.
Not really, no. I mean, DNA is small and molecules are small, but DNA is made up of molecules, so it must be bigger than molecular.
Oh.
Sure.
So you should totally be able to tell the difference.
Yeah.
I'm
not eating things on a neutron level. Duh. That would be silly.
I had an unfortunate, because the closest Carl's Jr. to me is leveled, and they're remodeling it or rebuilding it. So I had to go to the most ghetto Carl's Jr. ever.
Oh, boy.
And it sucks because the drive-thru is wrong.
What do you mean?
So I have to... If I were to go through the drive-thru, I'd have to reach across my passenger seat in order to do my transaction.
Oh, wow.
And I'm in my Explorer, so it's kind of tough to
reach.
It's
a bit of a reach.
Yeah.
Who designed... What? Did they move it over brick by brick from London?
Dude, I have no idea.
That's crazy, right?
I have no idea.
Maybe it's like...
But you order on the driver's side, so...
It's a two-man job.
It's a good place to go if you're not eating and someone else is with you.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you can take care of your own.
You get your food. Oh, I'll tell them what you want, but
yeah.
I have nothing to do with the food.
It's so horrible. Like, level the ghetto one and remodel it.
Remodel that. Yeah, fix the one that's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one wants to have to go through the ghetto for breakfast.
And it's like, I had to get out of the car, and it was like the most ass people inside. It's just like, yeah. I don't want to be here. And there's like five, within like a 2 mile radius of my house, there's like five Carl's Juniors.
And you went to this one?
It's the closest one.
Well, that is a factor.
Yeah.
There's a Carl's not that far from me. My house has access to a lot of things.
Yeah.
We moved in, not too long ago. Mm-hmm. I'm still kind of getting used to it, but as you do like circles outward from the house and find out what businesses you have available to you, it's like, wow, I'm really kind of set up.
Yeah.
But even so, when you see a place under construction, like, ooh, what are they going to put in there? I hope it's something good. Like, what am I missing? I could get anything I need.
Yeah.
In a 10-minute drive, but it's still, you see a building and it's like, oh boy.
Shit, you even have a Chick-fil-A.
I have, yeah.
I was trying to think of something awesome that you wouldn't have yet, and there's nothing.
There's nothing, really. I mean, but like small independent places.
You have an Arby's?
What's that?
Do you have an Arby's? I know you don't like Arby's, but do you have one?
I don't know. I bet if I saw one, it would just be a blank spot in my memory.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it in there and think, oh, I better use that later.
Yeah. Do you not like Arby's only because The Simpsons makes fun of Arby's, or... What's the story behind that?
No, when The Simpsons made fun of Arby's on Das Bus, I felt justified. I was like, all right, even The Simpsons hates Arby's like me. I don't like Arby's because I don't like the food.
That's a good reason.
That's a very good reason.
That's like the only reason.
That's like,
you shouldn't
like
a restaurant.
Oh, their ad campaign has too much chewing.
Oh, well, that's only reserved for idiots. That kind of thing.
Our idiot friend boycotts a lot of fast food restaurants, and some of them are based on the slimmest of reasons. And one of them, he does not like the sound effects in the Carl's Jr. commercials.
Yeah.
But to tell you the truth, I don't know if anyone... Carl's Jr. is like regional, right?
Yeah, but maybe they do the same shit for Hardee's.
They might.
I'm going to say same stuff for Hardee's.
It's
sorry.
Oh.
Never mind.
What's the matter?
I was just going to say I was effed in the A, but now it's... Never mind. It's too late.
At a Hardee's?
I've already dug my hole. No.
You once got busy in a Hardee's bathroom?
No, I'm just... Nothing.
I guess we'll get into that later.
It's a cursing thing.
I'm intrigued.
I'm keeping it down.
What?
Thanks to our newest listener, my sister. So
it was warned away.
Yeah, I don't know.
So anyhow, Hardee's and Carl's Jr. are like a part of the same chain, essentially.
Uh-huh.
And there's even... there might be more, but... So maybe they have the same commercial on the TV, and if not,
yeah.
I hope I don't lose people. The one where the dude is eating chili burger, and his face is covered in what looks like shit.
It looks like chili also.
It also looks like chili, but chili at times can look like shit.
Yeah.
Especially fast food chili, and that is heinous. And that
it took place in a bathroom, I'd understand, but it takes place outside of Carl's Jr., so...
No, it takes place in, like, a gym.
Oh.
So you're right, it's more likely that he has chili on his face than shit. Yeah. It's just gross. But even that wouldn't be enough for me to say, oh, I won't get the food there. It would have to be the food.
Yeah.
The food or the service.
If the food tastes like shit, then I'm not...
Then I would probably, after two or three times of eating food that tasted like shit, I'd probably say, okay, look. You guys rip on me 13 or 14 more times, I'm out of here. So...
I got a review from my sister last week.
About the show?
About this show. And I told her, I said, listen to the transmission, listen to Jay and Jack.
Yeah.
Listen
to anyone else.
She don't listen to me cursing and swearing, because... I don't usually
do you not
that.
Put on your swear when you're in front of your sister?
No, I don't do anything like that with my family.
That's true.
It's my family. I don't need to be Johnny Potty Mouth.
That's true. Yeah,
but
you save Johnny Potty Mouth.
And she has the kids. I'm not going to... Yeah, so anyway.
Oh, does she listen to it? She doesn't listen to it with the kids. Right?
No.
Thank goodness.
No, not that I know of. But I told her, the other day she says, I was listening to your podcast, and I'm like, ah, poop. And I was listening to it, and you guys were going on and on about how You don't want to talk about Lost, or she was directing it at me because I was the one saying it. She's like, you don't like talking about Lost, or people ask you about Lost, and you're tired of talking about Lost and how you don't know anything about Lost. And then you start talking about Lost, and you know everything. she said, like I don't know what's going on,
right,
but
no.
she, I don't know.
But you have watched it. Like you watch and rewatch episodes all the time.
Yeah.
So if anything, I can always go to you to find out what exactly happened. Like, if I don't remember that episode too well,
yeah,
you'll be like, oh, I watched that yesterday.
Yeah.
And
which is, I don't know.
But
I don't know what's going to happen. But
no.
I know what's, yeah, I don't know. I just felt like she was really.
We talked about Lost at the stripping club this week.
Great. Hey, Sarah. stripping
geez.
Clubs.
I'm dumb. I'm sorry, Ralph. My girlfriend works there. What do you want?
Ben's girlfriend's a bartender at a club.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is Stevie was going to go, but I could tell she felt awkward about going to Harmony's bar / stripping club. And
I'm really sorry, buddy. If you want to take it back,
I don't
take it back.
I don't care. I'm not gonna hold back the show based on one listener.
Yeah, but it's an important listener.
But I'm gonna lose her as a sister now.
get a bad sister review.
Stevie was gonna go, and I could tell she felt weirded out by it. But I told her, I'm like, we go on like Wednesdays, and
yeah,
to be honest with you, it's not much of a stripping club.
It really isn't.
We watch the TV.
And it doesn't have to be, because
yeah,
we're there for the drinks and the hanging out and the harmony.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of fun. And we talked about Lost. Which, do you want to talk about Lost now?
I do. I just want one more thing about the whole Stevie situation.
Oh.
I think I can understand being reluctant to go to your first stripping club.
Well, I don't know. She's probably been to, I don't know.
Well,
whatever.
At any rate.
Regardless.
It is. Because it's a weird scene and it makes you feel weird at first. But this would be the perfect one, because she would be hanging out with us in the front, talking to Harmony and friends of hers, and it doesn't have to be a stripping club for her.
Yeah, not looking at strippers, because there usually aren't any.
Exactly. But it could be like a gateway club, though. You could see she could find herself addicted to hardcore stripping clubs once we ease her in.
Okay.
But I'd like to talk about Lost.
Yeah, let's do that, and then we'll talk about the stuff we talked at the stripping club.
It was either Aaron or Harmony, or in conjunction, the stripping club.
Came up with stripping club.
Harmony was talking about the orchid video. She was telling her mom and her stepdad about the orchid video. And she was, you know how sometimes you struggle for a word, you can't remember the word you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Instead of saying a lab, like a science lab,
she
said a place where they do science. She's like, so the video starts in a place where they do science. So sometimes we also call the stripping club a place where they do stripping.
I'm going to refer to it as that.
were we talking about at the club?
Here's the thing. Let's talk about that. I don't know if you saw my knee-jerk reaction, which really wasn't much of a reaction.
I just thought about it.
It was a big dodge.
Really?
It was a big dodge.
Well, so was the episode.
Listen to the show and all. Whatever.
No, I don't really think that.
You guys can go fornicate yourself.
I don't. Okay.
Here's
let's
start without talking about not the episode. Let's get into that.
Okay.
Let's talk about what we talked about at the place where they're stripping. Where they're. Whatever. I rewatched Through the Looking Glass, and I have come to the conclusion that Ben Linus is in the coffin.
Yes.
And the reason being for the storyline that's being told. Jack's on an airplane, sees an obituary, has a breakdown, and decides to kill himself.
Right.
Another thing we know about that episode is Jack's trying to get back to the island.
He's got maps and charts. He flies Oceanic every Friday.
So
he's believing now what Hurley told him.
So that's his main obsession, is getting back to the island.
Right.
Now, why would he go and kill himself if he could still have that hope of getting back to the island? The thing is, if Ben Linus is dead, he might be the only person that will allow Jack to get back to the island.
At least in Jack's mind, which is the only important place. Yeah. Here's a guy who's hitting bottom already. Doing pills. He lost his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. He lost his nephew. He's clearly no longer in practice. He's just spiraling downward. And his only obsession, his only thought that keeps him even remotely doing anything is getting back to the island.
Yeah.
And his only way there dies obituary style.
Something happens and now that's all changed.
And now that's all taken away.
He's just done with it.
That's the perfect reason.
Yeah.
That's like you did the profiling perfectly on that one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
That would explain it.
It also explain why there's no one at the funeral.
Right.
On the mainland, because I'm sure if Ben had a funeral on the island, there would be people attending.
Yeah.
He's not friend or family.
Right. And Roth also mentioned that in the obituary, it's probably maybe one of his aliases. Maybe it's Dean Moriarty.
Yeah.
I think that's totally legit.
Cool. And I have another thing to say. It's a theory, which I guess we could save for next week's finale predictions, but I'm going to go ahead and say it right now.
Okay.
It doesn't have to do with this week's episode, which we'll get to in a second. Kimi has that junk strapped to his arm.
Yes.
I have a feeling that it is connected somehow to his pulse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a trigger mechanism where if his pulse stops, that activates whatever
C4?
In the folder.
Oh, the secondary protocol?
Yeah, secondary protocol.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's the C4. I don't know what it is, but I'm thinking that is the reason why the captain decided not to shoot him.
I think it's a dead man switch.
When he saw that.
I think, okay, so that's your theory is it's a dead man switch connected to his pulse having to do with the secondary protocol.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like one of those tethers on a jet ski that go around your arm.
Yeah, yeah.
As soon as you're off of the thing and it pulls that thing, it disables. It's like that. It sends the jet ski.
It's like that detonator that Miles Dyson is holding in T2.
Is it the one where he lets go? It blows up?
Exactly.
Yeah. No, he's not holding a detonator. He's holding a piece of the big microprocessor, and he's going to drop it on the detonator. You're thinking of the detonator that the bad guy, Howard Payne. I don't know why I can't think of the actor's name.
Oh, Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper in Speed.
Yeah,
if you like that go.
It,
yeah. So that's what I think it is.
Okay.
And it's attached to his.
I've independently developed a similar theory. I think that the secondary protocol is what enabled him to take those steps. Uh-huh. And I think what it's attached to is the C4 on the boat.
Okay.
Which the captain must have known about. Captain knows everything that's going on the boat. So when he sees the trigger, he realizes, can't shoot him here. We'll all blow up.
Yeah.
So that's my theory, which is a very similar theory.
Yeah. Do you want to get into There's No Place Like Home?
I'd love to, yeah.
All right, let's do this. Even though I'm not. That makes it sound like we're doing a chapter break.
I know it does. You almost reached. I saw your hand almost twitch. Let's do it 6x6. Let's take each 06 member, except for Aaron, and talk about their little stuff.
Okay.
Structure, you know, at least for the flash forwards.
Quote. Start with those. All right. Let's start with the beginning of the show. Were you fooled at all? But by it being an airplane.
Yes.
You thought it was Oceanic A-15?
No. Well, okay. Yeah, you know what? I guess I'm going to have to say, yes, I was fooled in that I didn't know which plane it was.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking for
Every time they show like an establishing shot of like scenery,
mm-hmm.
I'm always thinking, it's meant to be one thing, but I know it's really
something else. I kind of thought, like, when we pulled back and we saw pilots, before we saw who they were, I was thinking 815.
Uh-huh.
I thought, you know, we've already seen it from this perspective. We've already seen it from this angle. We've already seen it from this angle. We haven't been in the cockpit yet.
Yeah.
But then when I saw Note Greg Grunberg,
yeah,
then I thought, well, I don't know what's going on. And I didn't pick up on it until they went back to the hatch and the guys were back there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I was not on my game, but... Mm-hmm.
Then they get a rundown from a lady from Oceanic.
Yeah.
And then they go and do a press conference.
And Jack is clearly the leader. They're not... Everyone seems dead inside. Everyone seems, like Sun said, they're in shock.
They only seem... Yeah.
Like they're not as animated as they have been in the past.
And they seem very concerned when they are in the public eye, but when they're together in an intimate setting, they seem a lot happier.
A little happier, but also kind of numb.
Yeah.
And I think that's to be expected. I mean, we know they left people behind, whether alive or dead.
Yeah.
And I think everyone's turning to Jack for leadership, which obviously he's been doing since the beginning of the show, but they're doing it in a lot less aggressive way. They're just kind of passively accepting that Jack is already their leader.
Yeah.
So they have the press conference. And I was hoping for more of like a Beatles-style press conference where they're all witty and they tell great jokes and they become the darlings of the media.
Hurley kind of gets that.
Hurley, yeah. He said, was that about me, dude?
Calling girls dudes funny.
Yeah. And it essentially diffused the question. Like,
yeah,
no one followed up on it. But like, but seriously, dude, where have you been getting food?
They mentioned that, though. They mentioned that a fishing ship got washed on the shore, a typhoon.
Ship. Full of supplies.
Yeah, so what the F?
Again, still hitting the 8 survivors.
Uh-huh.
8 survivors and 2 died, and there's
got to haven't said who the 2 that...
That died.
Yeah.
...are. And that's got to be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked if... Someone gave us a good timeline saying that Kate would have been 6 months pregnant when she got arrested by the marshal.
Mm-hmm.
And they diffused that too. They just said, "Oh, we can't talk about that."
Yeah,
which was really well done on the part of the Oceanic lady, even though she had no reason to cover for Kate's pregnancy. She was saying they can't talk about the legal issue. And it wasn't a question about the legal issue.
Yeah,
it was just timeline. So that was a lucky break for Kate, I think.
Yeah,
but I'm this episode, like, to speak in the general right now. They were fucking with us, and I love it.
Like, with what? With what?
Like, okay, now Kate and Jack are together. They've got the baby. Oh, something's going to happen now. Oh, wait, now Kate and the baby go over here. Now Jack's going to be with Hurley. But wait, now son's on the boat.
Oh, on the island.
On the island, yeah.
Okay.
They were fucking with us in that we know these 6 end up together, so until they're together, everything's tense.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Man, back and forth, those guys. I don't even know. And they even ended up the end of the episode with where everybody was. But did they show Sawyer and Jack during that part? Were they in a helicopter? Do we see where are they going?
Are they
flying to the orchid? Are they flying to the beach? Are they going after Kate? They don't know about Kate and Saeed, I guess.
They don't know about Kate and Saeed.
So they're going to go. They're going to have to go into the beach.
They're trying to go to the orchid because Fahey told them that Hurley was with.
Oh, that's right.
No.
Yes.
Someone told them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Horley. What the Sawyer?
Sawyer told him.
Yeah, Horley. What's Horley? I was gonna say Hurley, then I was gonna say Jorge, then I was gonna say Sawyer.
How will Jack and Sawyer know how to get to the orchid? They're just gonna start tromping around.
They don't. Frank does.
Oh, okay. Because
they're getting in the chopper, right?
Okay. Okay. So yeah, like they're typical finale style too.
Yeah.
Everyone's tromping somewhere.
Yeah.
But these places must be wicked close because Kate left Jack and brought the baby back to the beach in about an hour, she said.
Uh-huh.
And then they're heading out again. They're all going to catch up again. Back, forth, back, forth, back, forth. Ping pong balls.
I don't know.
Okay, so we did the press conference. Then Hurley.
Well, Kate was following Jack's tracks. And then they ended up at the helicopter. But they got taken by the others.
Yeah.
So.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Kate and Saeed are with the others.
With Alpert.
Yeah.
And Alpert left tracks. Wasn't it supposed to be that the others don't? Or maybe he could have been on purpose?
Yeah.
He left tracks, but the 30 other people that were flanking
didn't.
Yep. That's badass.
Yeah.
Light them up! With guns this time. Okay, so Hurley's flash forward, or Hurley's off-island stuff.
Yeah.
His dad with the car.
The numbers on the dash.
Awesome. I really like Cheech's read on that. That's weird. That's a coincidence. And then Hurley just starts straight up fucking booking it. That made me laugh.
Wonder where he ran to.
I don't know.
Straight into the nut house. Which is at the end of the street.
He's like, I'm so glad I bought the house down the street from the nut house. He's just fucking running
right into
it. That
was
awesome. Poor fucking Hurley. Uh-huh. And I was watching it with Mike and Ryan and Harmony and James. I was laughing at that part, and I was like, oh, Hurley, they're just the numbers. But I think it was Ryan saying, you know, Hurley's right. Every time he sees those numbers, it fucks his life up even more.
There, not for a second did I believe that there was others in Hurley's house.
No. A coconut? I don't think they ever had coconuts on their island.
Didn't Kate knock down some coconuts out of a tree?
I think she brought some coconuts up into the tree.
I don't.
That was funny. That was a funny little party, little moment about Hurley saying my mom just doesn't get it.
So Nadia's still alive, but we know she's going to be dead.
Yeah, so there's a moment that was kind of cute, but
it's weird. It's funny how the Oceanic five accepted Side's girlfriend.
Yeah.
The five Oceanic other guys. They're like, hey, Nadia, it's good to see
it's
you.
Nadia.
Hey, everybody, it's Nadia.
I think Saeed has that STD that James Bond has.
Yeah.
So don't F Saeed. Ladies, I know he's kind of cute, but don't fuck Saeed. You might end up dead.
I wonder if Charlie's going to hang out with Hurley and say, like, hey, that girl that's hanging out with Saeed is the girl I saved in an alley once.
That would be cool. You know, I'd be up to that because I like when people learn things like that. Like in Jack's little off-island moment.
What's that?
With Claire's mom.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That was cool.
I was hoping it'd be more subtle than just telling him.
Yeah.
But I guess if her daughter was on the same flight as her...
Nothing.
Baby mama's...
Her baby daddy's son. There you go.
Then I guess that makes sense why she would go, but...
Yeah.
I thought it was going to have something to do with Catch a Falling Star.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I always thought like maybe Jack would sing Catch a Falling Star to Aaron.
Right.
And he would talk to Claire
Where'd
and say,
that?
That's what my dad used to sing to me. And she
More
said,
dad
my
used
dad
to
used
to
sing
to me.
Oh, yeah, my dad. And then Sawyer could walk up. Wait a second, I met that man in a bar.
He said he loves his boy and proud
says
of him.
He says he's proud of his daughter.
I say you, he dead.
Freckles.
But it's still.
And
Jack, fucking, his mind was so blown, he had to put his hand up to his head to try to keep it inside. Don't escape, mind.
And Kate, I thought... Kate was going to give Aaron to the grandma.
Yeah, here you go.
To Grandma Littleton, or whatever her name is.
Sure. Yeah.
Is it Claire Littleton?
It is Claire Littleton.
So her mom's probably Littleton.
Probably.
Because it's not Claire Shepherd.
Not Claire Shepherd, exactly.
What else? Wasn't really any kind of a Kate story. Oh, there's the son story.
Yeah, and I want to
apparently
talk about that.
Apparently, she got a butt ton of money from Oceanic.
Well, I want to talk about that real quick, back on the last one with Kate and the baby. That starts Jack being unable to deal with the baby. The fact that he knows that it's his nephew.
Yeah.
And he should have done right by Claire.
And then after the trial, he decides, you know what, forget it.
Yeah.
And then after that scene, he's like, he's not even related to you, stupid.
Yeah.
Okay,
so, yeah, son. So this episode we learned that in addition to being hot, the sun is also bright.
Yes.
Because
she's been bright all along.
Yeah.
But.
She's pretty kick-ass. And that was an awesome scene. I was like, you go get some, son.
Yeah, you go get sun.
Did you see her lipstick? I thought that was a very attractive shade of pink on her.
No, I noticed her nose is weird.
See, I was looking at her lips.
I was looking at her nose. It's uneven. Her left nostril... is different than a right nostril. I was fixed on it.
Well,
I don't know what my problem was. I was totally fixed on it.
First time someone pointed out to me that my nose was crooked, I had no idea. Like, I did not realize. And then I looked and I was like, how long has my nose been crooked? And I didn't even know. Yeah, she fucking got money and bought out daddy's company.
Yep.
Sneaky, sneaky. And Ryan, I think it was Ryan or Mike, was like, okay, so... what do we think happened with the five banks at the beginning of the thing? Do you think that someone's trying to pay someone off? Or
I don't know.
No, that was the buyout.
I don't know. I guess.
I assume that's the buyout. I don't think that's another story that they're setting up.
Yeah. And Sun was waiting at the bottom of the stairs. Maybe she was listening to their conversation.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, right, they talked about the buyout. This all right, let's moment. Go upstairs now.
She fucking, oh, that was awesome.
So is Jin dead or not?
No.
They're setting it up way too much for him to not be dead, but I then can't. At the same time, it'll be a devil switch. It's one of those things we'll just have to wait and see.
I'm going to stick with it. I'm not going to go back and forth. I'm going to stick with my original prediction that, for the most part, everyone on the island is still alive.
Yeah.
And there might be a death here or there. Like, in battle or whatever, but it's not that they're all dead.
Yeah.
And I'll stick with it, whether I'm right or wrong. I'm going to stick with it even after they show us.
You're wrong. What kind of island stuff do we have?
Faraday, taking over the Zodiac Ferry.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I like him.
I like Faraday. I think he is looking
Charlotte showed emotion.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I hope Charlotte has a purpose at some point.
I hope she gets punched in the face.
That happened, didn't
probably be Sun. I don't know. It just seems like Sun's going to punch her in the face. Or Rose. It'll probably be Rose.
Man, you're just waiting for some more Foxy boxing, aren't you?
Yes, Foxy boxing. Between Smug and Rose.
And Rose. Don't have that. Yeah, so Faraday was doing that. Michael fixed the engines. I thought that the Michael and the Quans moment should have been maybe bigger.
Yeah, it was big enough. It was fine. It
just seems so...
Once again, everybody knows Michael's still alive. It's no surprise that they'd be able to see him again.
I guess that's a good point. I mean, I liked the moment with...
And the way she said, are you really working for Ben, means that they have knowledge that Michael's there.
Yeah. And then he said, I'm not working for Ben.
Yeah.
But I am... doing whatever he tells me.
He's doing what Ben is saying, but he's not doing it for the same reasons Ben is saying he's doing it.
Yeah, but you know, when it all boils down to it,
like my whole theory with the boat people working for Abaddon, they're working for Widmore, but
some of them are double agents.
They're actually have their own thing going on.
So okay. Michael wants to redeem himself in the eyes of himself and his kid before he dies. He wants to finish his work for the island so he can die. So he's so committed that he even pushed the button to blow up the boat with himself there.
Mm-hmm.
Kill, 40 people, whatever. And then Ben said, haha, just kidding. No, I want you to do this, do this, do this, do this. So part of that is sabotage the engines. Where does fixing the engines come in? Is that... part of his instructions, or
no? Because he got ratted out by Saeed.
So is he off the reservation now? He's no longer working for Ben.
I think he's trying. I think he's able to help his friends. Obviously,
yeah.
Now that Saeed and Desmond showed up, and people are getting offloaded onto the boat, like his friends are getting rescued, like he wanted to. So it's like, forget Ben.
Okay,
I don't work for Ben.
So it between. Having the opportunity to do something that he feels is more right, and being caught and outed and coerced, he doesn't have to stick to the script with Ben anymore.
Yeah.
Also, he's lost radio contact with Ben.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe that. So, yeah, we did Sun, Jack.
Saeed.
Saeed.
Hurley,
and then... Kate Aaron really and Kate didn't have were one. Just in the background of everyone else's.
Yeah.
Jack had a funeral, well, 10 months late funeral.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
10 months from September is 19, just 12 and 7 is, no, it's 17, it was just 12 and 5, May. So they're in May right now.
May 2005. Yeah.
Oh, Jack can go catch himself a Red Sox game.
Yeah.
Jack lives in L.A., yeah?
Everybody does. They're all going there except for Claire.
So then Jack, when he goes to see the Red Sox with his dad or by himself, he goes to the Angels games.
Yeah.
He goes to games at the Big A, just like us. Just like me last night.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't know why he's a Red Sox fan.
Maybe they're transplanted?
No, I just mean in general. Why are you a Red Sox fan? Yeah, this doesn't seem like... a really good choice in teams.
It seems like a bad choice in team.
Yeah.
You know what might be an okay choice in teams? Fucking Chicago White Sox, who really kind of beat us yesterday and the day before. it was a depressing game. So there you go. South side of Chicago. Good job. No, fucking go home.
And Red Sox fans could go home. Chris and Mike Campbell.
Oh.
Oh, and Colleen, Yankees suck. I'm just going to keep on saying that.
I don't even have to get into the Yankees. At least Colleen, she's in New York, right?
Yeah.
Is she from New York?
Pretty sure.
All right. I'll give her credit for that.
That's fine. Give her credit for that. But I didn't say anything about her liking the Yankees.
I said the Yankees suck. Okay, yeah. I'm not going to give the Yankees any credit.
Like, I like movies that suck.
Me too.
Yeah.
But I don't like the Yankees. Earlier when you said that your knee jerk was a dodge, and I kind of implied that this episode was a dodge, implied by straight up saying, I don't mean it. I thought this was a good episode.
I love this episode.
And it made me, it was, once again, I was watching it saying, I love Lost.
We've been waiting all season to find out how they get home. We've been finding out, trying to figure out four seasons how they get home, and we got to see that. How
and
cool is starting,
that? And the moment where they got off the plane, that was handled perfect. And it was awesome.
And we've been waiting to see, they've been talking about this orchid thing. Oh, it's going to be canon, it's part of canon.
Right.
And now we actually get to see the orchid.
Yeah.
It's great.
And that whole moment of them getting off the plane and they're finally rescued, the rescued moment, was handled exactly as it would have if it was at the end of a Lost episode.
Yeah.
That was the music and the slow-mo. But it was in the beginning of a Lost episode because guess what? It's still Lost.
Who was it that... It was Hurley's mom hugging Saeed.
Yes.
Which cracked me up because it reminded me of the end of Return of the Jedi when Chewbacca's hanging out with Wedge.
Yeah, and they're like, hey.
like it's like stuff like there's something there that we missed, but I thought like I could picture this phone call because obviously they contacted the families, and I'm sure Hurley called his family as soon as he got a chance to.
And said, I'm here with Kate,
and there's this guy, Saeed.
He's my friend.
And no one was there for Kate.
We
no one hugged
some others
Kate.
Together. Yeah, she didn't have. But I guess thought, there's nothing that bad for me, Wizard.
Like, we've seen these people in flashbacks. And everybody else's flashbacks, some people kind of get sprinkled throughout, like Nadia and some other people.
Yeah.
but
this one seems pretty good.
But it's cool to see a scene with Saeed and the Kwans, or the Pikes, or whatever it is. And
Saeed and the Pikes.
And it's just really funny.
Hurley's mom hanging out with Jack's mom, who I didn't recognize, I had to admit.
As soon as I saw her, I'm like, that must be Jack's mom, who we've only seen once.
Yeah, exactly.
In season one.
I said, she's too old to be a sister, maybe? So that's probably his mom. I don't think he has.
And he says mom. There's some weird ADR. He said mom when he's hugging her.
Yeah.
Thanks, mom.
But anyhow.
Something that Hurley said that was very ADR'd, which reminded me of, later, dudes, got to get to the hatch. and I forget what the line was, but it made me laugh. It was a really funny line.
Was it when he was eating those 15-year-old saltines?
No, it was when they were walking to the something. I don't remember.
Walking to the something. That's they were going to call.
I could have said jungle.
They were going to call Lost walking to the something.
Yeah.
When Miles came crackling through the underbrush and almost got shot up by Kate and Jack.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not Rousseau. I'll tell you this much. It might be Vincent.
Maybe. Wait, where did he end up? Where did Miles go? He's not with Sawyer and Jack, and he's not with Kate and Saeed.
No, maybe he's on the beach. He was hanging out with Charlotte. He was watching Faraday do the fairy thing.
I thought maybe he was going to be the new Danielle.
Just crackling through the underbrush.
Yeah.
But the reason I thought of this episode briefly as a dodge, much though that doesn't hold up under our inspection, is that it's clearly one part of a several-parter.
Yeah.
There's a lot of setup.
Yeah, there's a lot
of setup.
There
was a lot of delivery. They gave us a lot of real stuff. There's just also a lot of setup.
Yeah.
No, not a problem with that at all. I'm not complaining. I'm just mentioning it.
It's an hour of television with characters you love doing stuff you want to see.
I'm not complaining.
there's nothing wrong with this episode.
Okay. As the kids say, saying.
It's not a dodge. It's entertainment.
I'm just saying.
You're dodging me right now.
So I think we about wrapped it up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds good. I mean, we don't have any brain busters for you guys this week, I guess. No crazy theories.
No, no crazy theories. Although I do like that when Ben was given Locke directions on getting through the orchid, and he could only tell him once, he fucking mentioned some plant that I don't think I've ever heard of. You're going to have to turn left at the nasturtiums. Oh, sure.
Yeah, I looked at Stevie and was like, huh?
Fucking Locke would know, though.
I guess.
Ben would know and Locke would know.
Ben says he's going to handle it, and I just picture him hovering in the air with the black tornado flinging around him, knocking out all those guys.
Oh, damn.
So, let's save all that juicy stuff for
the predictions. How many times do I have to tell you, John? Always have a plan.
Yeah, like the plan of getting your daughter shot in the head.
Or the plan of getting an arrow through your shoulder and then getting beat up. You know what? That's the thing is Ben's plans take into account the fact that he knows how to take a punch.
He needs to be bruised at all times.
Yes, he's like Soder in Beer Fest.
Beer Fest. My plan is to radio the beach and make sure that after a minute they kill Saeed, Jin, and Bernard, and then to get beat up.
You know what,
a
Ben?
Bunch.
Ben learned my face to his fist style.
Yes. All right, let's get out of here.
One week off.
One week off for Lost, not for the Darmalars. We'll be here sometime next week, and that's not going to be late Friday night. It's probably going to be midweek.
Yeah.
We'll do our third annual finale predictions.
Yep. Where we've had previous hits such as, I predicted that they were going to blow up the hatch and look directly down into it, and it would cut off there.
No, we came in after season two.
Oh, I predicted that it was going to end with a bunch of people on the dock. On their knees with bags on their heads.
Yeah.
That was a prediction I made.
Then last year I predicted that Ben Linus was going to take Locke to the orchid.
Yes. Yeah, you predicted that like too early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it should have saved that for this week.
You should have. it's delightful to lie. I got a new computer this week.
Yeah, you did.
It's right here on Ralph's bed.
I'm going to teach Ben how to use this shoddy garage band, so...
Good.
Look forward to shows that may sound different. They will. I mean, I've for the last 2 years, for the most part, I've put the shows together, and I just grab junk out of my iTunes.
Yeah.
Or I text message my sister and say, "Send me a song I don't have."
Yeah, I'll be doing different playlists. That'll be interesting.
Yeah. So, we'll try to get Ben situated so that you guys don't notice like any kind of loss in quality. Like,
right.
I sound like. Really low, as opposed to me just being low like normal.
It should be seamless. We'll see.
It should be seamless, but you'll probably notice different tracks. And yeah, that's
probably
pretty
do
much
that
it.
During the Lars section. Do that during the hiatus.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to suggest: would your manager be cool with you being in the store after hours?
I guess.
Just like you, me, and Ryan.
I guess he wouldn't mind.
What if we did a Lars episode about comic books from the comic book shop?
It wouldn't. Really,
there'd be no point.
There'd be no. It wouldn't make a difference because it's audio.
But then we could tell people, "Hey, we're in a comic book store."
We'll just tell them.
Let's go to IHOP.
Let's just tell
them. We'll record at an IHOP.
Next week, we're going to do our finale predictions from the moon. it's an audio podcast, but trust me, we'll be on the moon.
But there's no air on the moon. Shut up. That's what.
I have spacesuits in my closet.
It's an audio podcast. You can't confirm or deny that, people out there.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll come back the week after the finale predictions, obviously, for the finale.
Yes.
We might take some time off and we'll do some Lars shows. We'll be around.
Yeah.
I'm going to Arizona right now.
I know. That's what I heard.
I'm going to put this microphone on your bed and drive to Arizona.
We probably should have pimped this at the beginning of the show, but, a lot of shit's going on with our site.
Yeah.
And our... New shirts?
Oh, yeah. New t-shirts, guys.
It's been a pretty crazy week.
Yeah. Let's hit the new t-shirts first. If you go to shopsamandnate.com, in the Darmalars section, you'll see that we have a brand new shirt design that Sam did for us. It's got a plane. It says darmalars.net. It's called Sydney.
Yeah, it's called Sydney, and it's a very ominous shirt. There's something very unsettling about the shirt. The fact that the plane is just leaving Sydney, and the reflection in the water... is the island, and I don't remember if you could see the freighter in it or not, but It's probably the most ominous shirt ever.
Yeah. You know, it's
definitely a foreboding shirt. But yeah, I'll go ahead and if you guys don't feel like leaving iTunes to go on the internet or whatever, just click on the album art right now, and that'll take you directly to shopsaminate.com.
So get those new shirts. First picture of the new shirt. I'm looking forward to it. Like, yeah. It's the first Darmal Army picture someone wearing the new shirt.
Yeah, I need to order ours.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And the golden ticket, as far as I know, is still out there. I'm hoping some like rando didn't grab it and like throw it in the trash. So
can we ask him to do another one for the Sydney style?
Well, we're still waiting for the first one, so
okay.
I don't know. Also, check out darmalars.net. We have a new news section. Which is essentially going to be a place where we do updates. So when we say, hey, be our friends on Mario Kart, where do you want to post it? It's going to go on our news section.
Okay,
so
great.
Everything that we update, keep an eye on the news section. And our Wii Kart codes are in the news sections right now.
Mine and yours?
Mine and yours.
Thanks, dude.
And send an email to darmalars@gmail.net or .com. darmalars@gmail.com with the subject line Mario Kart friend code, and we'll take a look at those and put in your number, and we'll try to arrange times to race, because it's kind of hard to just go online and see if people are racing at that time, because it's so random.
Because
I'm not just going to sit there online waiting for people to show up, and I'm sure you guys wouldn't either, so we'll see if we can't arrange like specific times to do like tournaments or something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, so check out darmalars.net.
Nice.
And then give us a call on the Dharma line. You could be part of the Darmalars at 206-338-4261.
That's right. Crack back with theories about the show, theories about our show, just anything you want to talk about.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, and we got some karaoke today, and so...
Oh, good.
What we'll do is we'll head over to the Dharma line now, and then... Yeah, we'll see you guys for next week's finale prediction, I guess.
That works for me.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming along on the Dharma Lars. Lasta la vista.
I, once again, don't have a line to go out on.
Oh, man.
Name a movie. Name any movie in the entire world.
Crank.
What is this guy? Dipsy Doodle?
There you go.
All right. See you guys.
All right, so it's Forrester, and I'm driving along, and, you know, I got Dre going on in the car.
None of this is not coming out over the thing, girl. Everybody,
that's Dre in the background listening to the podcast.
What?
So, Houston did a nice little, like, stint on fucking Citizen Kane. You're pulling the cane out. I was like, oh, classy. We're going classy, black and white, high contrast, chiaroscuro, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just really getting the fucking meat. But, oh, that light's totally out. I think the light's out in my neighborhood. Holy shit. There are no lights in my neighborhood. What the fuck happened? It rained, but not that bad. Anyway, so it was all Citizen Kane, and I was like, sweet. And then it just cut. It was just like, you know, you're talking about Citizen Kane, Citizen Kane, Citizen Kane. And then all of a sudden, oh, I wonder if Arrested Development's coming out on Blu-ray, which is just like, you know, taking up the 70 and slamming it in the third. Now, I would normally say slamming in the first or second, but Arrested Development is super fucking awesome, so I'll give you that. But, I mean, it's no fucking Citizen Kane. So, but thanks for talking up the Citizen Kane. I really appreciated that. That was fucking awesome. And, of course, I'll bet you five you're not alive if you don't know his name.
Loving you is all I must do. Loving you is all I must do. I love Claire.
Hey, boys, this is Dave in D.C. Just started listening to your show. I've been a Jane Jack fan for a while, and
Jack's dropped your name a couple of times, so I thought I'd check you out, and you guys have a great podcast. So I'll get right to it. I've got a theory about Claire. You know, maybe you guys have already discussed this, and I just didn't go back far enough in your archives to check it out, but my feeling about Claire is maybe the island's protecting Claire because she's the only woman who's successfully birthed a child on that island. Now, maybe that's explained away because she was impregnated off the island. I can't remember if Gil discussed that with Son. I think maybe she did. But this leads into that whole larger sort of Watchmen theory about the island being there to sort of protect a population from a coming apocalypse of some kind. And, of course, it'll be necessary to have females that can reproduce. And so far, she's the only one who's been able to do it. So she seems to have a pretty significant role for that reason. Of course, that doesn't explain why Aaron's important, but, you know, I didn't say it was, you know, it was proven. It's just a theory. So anyway, love your show. Keep it up, boys. Bye-bye.
What's up, Ralph and Ben? This is Dre calling out of LA. Oh, shit. So, Lost was fucking great. I got a couple of things. A couple of things about the Lost and the things with the Lost and the things. So you have, you know, Locke, Kid Locke. You know what I'm saying? He looked at all this shit and he was like, okay, all this is cool. This is cool. All that is cool. But at that point in time, you know, he was like, okay, this is sand, probably land, and I don't know what the hell I'm doing, so I need a damn compass. you know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck, that's cool. Magazine is not the point where I'm going to care fuck with that. And then, you know, he picks up the shank and say, I might have to cut a bitch. Yeah, hey, you know what I'm saying? I don't agree, but, you know, whatever. Yeah, you know, the motherfuckers was rolling with switchblades back then, so I don't know. Maybe the boy was trying to stay cool, real cool. Anyway, so, you know, so he got the, you know, he picked up the knife, which kind of got mad. But I really think the whole point, the reason why he got mad, is because I think Glock probably is the only person that could, you know, change shit, his destiny or whatever. Like, he believes that he could do whatever the fuck he wants to. And I think old boy got mad because he wasn't, even though he knows that Locke is the man, he gonna turn around and get mad because he, you know, he think maybe over time Locke would do what everybody else would do. But Locke is a different era. He gonna do whatever the hell he wants to. Shit. Anyway, so that's that. The whole thing with Jack and Claire's dad or whatever, he reminds me of a guy from one of my favorite movies called Needful Things, where this guy comes to the town and start whispering shit, and it's just that one thing, he'll say something to somebody or tell somebody this, point them in that direction, and the town goes ain't shit. It's the greatest fucking thing ever. You gotta watch it. So, he reminds me of that cat. Anyway, and then the thing with Claire lounging over there all out of her shit, look like she's been up for fucking 4 days. You know what I'm saying? She's on that shit. I don't understand. You know? If she don't care about her baby, typical fiend. Y'all say what y'all want. I think she's on that. Stop! Her James was on. Okay. So that's just my quick thought about Lost. I guess I will get you guys back. I gotta go on Subway because, you know, it's 5 minutes too long. All right. So, Jay, come out of LA. I'll think a little bit more shit. But until then, peace. What's up, Robert? This is Dre calling out of L.A. A couple of things. One, I was going to hit the fan shop, you know, whatever. Aaron, the reason why he can't be raised, quote-unquote, by another, because it's going to happen again, man. I just thought about it. It's going to happen again, the same thing that happened to Locke, the same thing that happened to Wesley's face, Ben. You know what I'm saying? It's the whole thing. Aaron is special and all that other crap. So I guess everybody thought it and didn't ever say, so I'm going to say what everybody thought. Anyway, that's that. The movie Greatness Keeps Going Going. I saw Speed Racer this past Friday, and I have to say it was good. I thought it was going to be horrible. But I manned up and went to go see it. And it was fucking hilarious. I personally found a little of the stuff funny. You know, good movie. Now, this week, it's Narnia with the Prince Bagawaga or whatever. The thing about Prince Finn is that I didn't read that one. I only read the first book. I didn't read the rest of them. I thought the second book was kind of lame, and I don't even remember it that much. I don't really remember. So, all the rest of them, you know, I guess I was like in elementary or something, we had to read that crap. and sitting like a 1,000-page book in front of a kid is not going to do it. Especially if they don't start off as, like, you know, fast-paced. There's a lot of, you know, bullshitting going on, as they say. So, that's all I got. A little talk for Aaron. You know what I'm saying? Jack Ferguson, another good thing about Bobber. John Locke. He used to, his whole thing is he could choose what he wants, you know, and all that stuff, and there people just don't like it. So that's why they didn't want his ass on the island. And was that just a prop thing, or was I not paying attention, really? Maybe it was a prop thing when Hurley and Ben, you know, how the hell... All of a sudden, this whole season, really, this is the thing that's getting to me. This whole season, it has been little things that has been different ever since Through the Looking Glass. I don't know if it has to do with them being on a whole other thing. Like, I don't really want to go into this thing like, oh, this stuff ain't really happening for these guys and all this, that, and the third. But the reason why I'm saying that is because it's little things. Just little things like, I don't think that was an Apollo bar that you were eating. That looked like a Snickers or something. But something different. All of a sudden they got Snickers on the island. All of a sudden when they're getting, the way the people are getting shot, I mean, Smoke Monster come out, kick some ass. He didn't slam nobody against any fucking rocks, but he kind of pimped them, backhand them, B5'd them, if you will. Kelly Schiavone, a couple of people, but hardly really nobody didn't die. What the hell? You know, I mean, the whole thing about the game is you can't really hurt me type deals, and, you know, especially the main thing is, you know, Sawyer with the, with the B-Boogie whole reference thing of not everything, and then Mama getting shot up around him. And you know, except him. Everybody's going, you know, getting nailed and shot down. Claire with the feet from under the fucking house type deal. And I never trust I didn't trust her. The reason being is because, you know, just like with all these other, all the other ones, except Ben mothers wanted him, but she died. Everybody else didn't want their kid or whatever like that until, the only reason why wanted her was because everybody was helping her take care of her. Now she off with her dad doing it, got the whole I'm a junkie look. With that little smirk. That smirk, I'm telling you, Needful Things, check it out. Look at Needful Things. You tell me the smirk with the chick and the thing, with the messing around in the thing with the husband in the garage. You tell me. You look at that, you tell me. All right, that's all I got. I'm going to go back in service. I've been at the maintenance all day with the damn thing. So, hey, what's up, bro? Ben, this is Dre calling out LA. I don't know. I've just really been thinking about, you know, what has happened on the last couple of episodes of this. What the hell is right there speedballing us answers? And the more I sit up here and I think about the crap. Yes, I'm doing my job, but at the same time, yes, I am thinking about loss. So, this is my thing, okay? Locke is okay. So, I'm having this whole thing about Locke. Locke, everywhere he turns, you didn't hear that. Going on my break anyway. So, ah, shit. So, okay. Yeah, so you have Locke. And remember that episode that we really didn't get an answer to when he was at the weed factory, the hippies and all that stuff? You know, the cool place? We don't know if he shot the dude, or I can't remember if he shot the dude. I don't think he shot the guy, or it was left up to us to see. Oh, no, was he supposed to let the guy go or whatever? And he kept saying that he's a hunter, right? I think you have to do with your thing also around, you know, that whole part right there. So, when you think back on this episode, he grabbed the knife, okay? Okay, let's think about something here. You said, you know, grab what belongs to you. I'm thinking, okay, it has to be two was wrong and two was right. Right? Because it was a book, like a comic book, and a knife on top of it, so that was a tricky answer. It was a baseball glove, and I don't think that belongs to him because of the fact that he, you know, he never has dad. He never had a father. And the other two, what was it? A compass and some sand or dirt in the vial. Now, you could say that the land, you know, the island is his, you know, which goes to him, you know, he was supposed to inherit the island or whatever. Because that reason why I thought of that is because Ben says, what you call it, a simple bitch. And Destiny and all this other stuff, like Ben, this, okay, wait, hold on. Let me finish one thought, this thought of that one. Okay, I'm trying to get all this out. So, you have, Lockie, he picks up all this stuff, but he keeps picking up a knife. He keeps telling himself he's a hunter, but everybody in their mama keeps telling his ass, you're not. So that's why he doubted. So that's why he don't know what the fuck to do. That's why he, you know, he sat there and do some harebrained shit at times because he don't know what the fuck he's doing. Because he's doing something that he's not supposed to. So this is my thing. Okay, if we keep telling himself he's, you know, I keep going back to Stephen King books. The douchebag always end up doing some shit at the end that fucks everybody up. I mean, sometimes, okay, with the ones I read. I'm thinking, you know, the whole thing, okay, need for things, the stand, don't analyze that, but still. You know, the Dark Tower series, which I'm very fond of or whatever like that. And, you know, some other stuff. So, every time I think of it, the one that sticks out the most, especially if you've seen Mist, if you've seen that picture of the guy standing from the door, beginning of the thing, that's the gunslinger. And I'm not telling you. So, the damn thing is this. Okay, Locke is sitting there, and he keeps choosing this damn thing, but he's not destined to do it, so he's going to end up fucking up everybody else's shit. Point blank, okay? The other thing, Ben, okay? Ben, he's supposed to, Ben was brought to the island. I don't know necessarily if they're supposed to be, if he was, he ended up there because of his dad. But the thing is still his mom, right? His mom, he got offered a job. You know, maybe he got offered a job through, his dad got offered a job to work there. That, you know what I'm saying, for some damn reason. It just, and then, you know, it, maybe Ben was just there at the right place at the right time, the one that didn't belong. And that's why old boy coerced him to take his father out. You know what I'm saying? So Ben, you know, he's been doing what he's been doing, but he don't really supposed to be there. Now, the damn thing is, you know, the whole thing with Jack. Jack and Claire. What if Jack, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to say, fuck it to the fuck it. And I don't know how many times this is him calling for it, but, you know, that's it. I don't want to melt my brain. I still got the whole second half of my shift. But that's all I got, guys. Yeah.
What's up, Ralph? It's Ben. This is Dre calling out of L.A. One more thing, damn it. One more thing. So I'm sitting here thinking about, Ralph, once again. Going through some, random podcasts and whatnot. Whatever. But anyway, the whole thing, the show has, that really don't need to be said. The show, it seemed like it repeats itself. You know, situations that happen involving people, and it might be similar to the other situation, to a totally new situation, but it's just that it's overlapping with so much stuff, right? Like, the same thing keeps happening, history keeps repeating itself. So, I'm sitting here, and I was thinking about Ben, and even though I don't even know if we're gonna see what's his name? Oh my god, I can't believe I fucking forgot his name. I've told you I'm bad with names. But Michael's son, Walt. Okay, so I'm thinking that Ben, right? Ben mother, dies and whatnot. And then father, allegedly, is, take care of Ben and give him shit for, until Ben take his ass out. So this is the thing I'm thinking, okay? What if, Ben's father, alleged father, is, it was kind of like how even though that's not really his father, but the stepfather was in a sense. Just listen to what I said. So it's the dude only was there because he wanted to marry, he wanted to be with Walt's mom. Soon as Walt's mom kicked the bucket, the dude was out the door. And the thing is, he had a biological father that he could go dump the kid off to. So, he did it. Whereas with Ben, the dude probably felt obligated to take care of Ben. But, because he didn't have nobody else to drop the kid off to. So what he do, he sit up there, he's measurable. He don't really want, Ben and all this other crap. He gives him grief about his mom, blaming her, as she's even dead. It's the whole thing with that, too. The show's fucking with it. Anyway, so, the damn thing is, I just was thinking that, them two, even though they're slightly little things are different, but if you think about it, really, they're really happening the same way. The dude, except for Ben, ends up killing his alleged father. And, whatever. But at the same damn time, I mean, remember, you know, still to this day, people still think that Walt did to put the heebie-jeebies on his mama. You know what I'm saying? What about that? So I guess that is it. You know, I don't know. I was just thinking about a whole lot of crap. I'm wondering when Cage is going to go crazy. Wondering, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's gonna go ape shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm really, this is my thing. I want to know the real question here. The real question that I know everybody is wondering about. Okay, the real question is where the hell do I find the damn weed? Huh? I mean, what the hell? Do I have to actually be at the store at a certain time on a certain day at a certain, point in a certain line to fucking get away? You know what I'm saying? I want a friend code. I want to create a me. How about that? Make a Hogan weed, Macho Man weed, or me. A me, a lady me. I want to do all that stuff. Oh, and it's, I'm, you know, 38%, 38% on the ground.
This is, what's up, Alpha Ben? This is Dre, calling out LA. Just a quick little thought, okay? Now, we've got this crap about, you know, Jacob, or with all this other stuff. And they say Jacob, and people's like, I'm not Jacob. Everybody's saying I'm not Jacob with the last week's episode, okay? So, this is Jacob. I mean, this is my thought of Jacob. I mean, say what the hell you want, but if Locke is supposed to, I'm thinking that if Locke was destined to be on this island, he just don't want to accept, okay? Locke's supposed to be on this island, you know. And Aaron is, you know, is another special one or whatever. That's why he's not supposed to be raised by another and all this other stuff. And actually, I think we're actually seeing them probably the end of Lost unless they flip the fucking script because of the simple fact that if that's the case, and nobody's supposed to wear his Aaron, that means they're never getting back to the damn island. At least Aaron ain't getting back to the damn island. Because he got some... I mean, this is another damn thing. You got Jack, okay? Jack know that Hurley is lying because Jack talked to his damn dad. Oh, God. Right? No. Oh, God. This guy's not here. Lordy. Okay. Yeah, so you got... God! Okay, I guess that's it, because I'm spoiling crap about my job. looking for being a paranoid. Okay, no, the damn thing is, like I said, the whole damn thing is, if you know, Jack have to believe Hurley now. That's why he's drinking the eating all loosey goosey with the liquor. Hopefully, he got 99 apples or some vodka and, with a splash of cranberry. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, that's all I got. Real quick, I'm lost good when I get home to watch it in the morning. All right, see ya. Oh, God. And another thing, okay, now that I got a little quiet because I'm giving away spoilers about my job. Yeah, so just
finish my thought, and I promise this will be the last one for this week. When I look at Locke, I say to myself, okay, and then we got this flashback of when he was a kid. Now, you know what? I put it like this. Why he did, Ben says the whole fickle bitch line, right? Okay. Now, let's think of this, okay? Ben didn't have nowhere else to go. His mom died, allegedly. He offed his father. He came back. The camp was dead. So Ben didn't really kill the people. But this is the thing. So, Ben has been looking after the island ever since. But it's not Ben's island. Therefore, that's why Ben got sick and all this other crap. The only time Locke gets sick is when he's trying, when his ass is doing something that's going to take him to get him off the island. You know what I'm saying? When he start getting the loose knee, you know what I'm saying? The wobbly Jenkins, in season one. So, therefore, I have come to this conclusion. I have come to the conclusion that no matter what, you're supposed to, the island wants Locke there, okay? The island wants Locke there regardless. It don't matter who's there with them and all this other shit. That's the thing. And until Locke gets there or whatever, you know, it's his turn to reign and all that shit. So until he get there and do what he's supposed to, I mean, well, he's already there, but until he stays and it's submitted and he stays on the damn island, he's gonna do that, whatever I'm thinking he's gonna do. But in wrestling, this is known as the heel turn. Damn it! I don't know what the hell y'all thinking, but Locke is going to be a bad guy. I knew it when he gave him that, he gave Walt that damn smile with the orange peel. That was creepy. That's just like a photo you'll see on the internet about when a guy handed some kid a fucking ice cream cone. It looks weird. That could be a bad, but I don't believe so. That's weird. So the damn thing is, you know, Locke smiling at Walt, saying all this, that, and the other. I mean, you can break it down. Sometimes when Locke is doing something he don't supposed to do, he don't know what the fuck to do. But then everything else just happened naturally because it's his shit. He knows, like, oh, it's about to stop raining. And it stopped raining. Oh, it's rain coming. Oh, it's rain coming. You know, all this stuff. So I'm just saying, okay? I'm stating the obvious, of course, a lot, but this is the classic heel turn right here. This is when he's going to end up being a bad guy. You know what I'm saying? He's going to end up being a bad guy. In the case. So, is there any damn thing else for our clothes shop? Oh, I like the new shirts, the logos of the shirts. I mean, it's cool. I'm slacking on my pimpin', but I'm going to go ahead and get my pimpin' strong real quick and get that. You understand what I'm saying? You dig? So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And cop what I need to get. And y'all have real man size, so, I'm definitely going to get it. So, there you go. That's all I got. I'm now 40% in Grand Theft Auto. Still haven't found a Wii. Hope Lost is good. I'll check it out in the morning. All right, for lunch. Later. Hey, what's up, Ralph and Ben? This is Dre. Okay, look. So,
I'm thinking about Walt. Okay. Walt. Now, we got Michael, who can't die. And I think this is, when you think back of that episode with Ben, when he called Michael and said, and he was kind of puzzled, like, you mean you push the button? Now it all makes sense. Because you figured that Michael wasn't going to be protected. I don't know why he thought that. He just said it. That wasn't a part of his plan. He just didn't factor Michael in these ones because he killed people. You know, even though he did it for his son. You know, but still. So anyway, that's not the point. The point of me bringing up Michael and Walt is because I'm listening to the show, and yeah, I like to listen to you guys' show. I listened to your guys' show right before the new episode of Lost, because, you know, I always save the best thing for last here. So anyway, the damn thing is this. I'm listening to you guys just said a theory about, you know, the whole island time traveling to another point in time instead of moving the actual island is going to actually move through time instead of, like, you know, picking up and just moving east or west or some shit. Okay, so you got Walt. I think this is the way to bring Walt back into the story as older Walt, because, you know, it makes sense. You know, right now, it's like, how they going to show Walt from faraway angles and, you know, with shirts medium too small? So it's like, the, I think what it is that I guess they are going to somehow do some shit with time, or somebody put them somewhere in time, because that's the only way to bring Walt back in the story. And if Walt is so much important, and Michael is so much important to the story of Lost in general, and they were so happy to have him back, and they wouldn't just, you know, kissing their buttocks, or they ask, if you will, then it's like they have to, you know, that's the only way to bring Walt back in, and it makes sense because, you know, now they can go through and then, you know, it's later on. Therefore, a lot of stuff like, that happens is going to happen. So that's it. You know, whatever. Hopefully the show is, another kick-ass show, and that's all I have. Like,
oh, shit. All right. I thought they was going to fuck with me. This is Dre calling out L.A., now, I thought that Claire's mother was going to fuck with me and then she was not going to say the name. I'm sitting here and I'm tripping out because it's like, I was like, is she going to say the name? I wanted to say the name, but at the same time, I was like, these fuckers, I know they going to fuck with me. I knew they was going to fuck with me. And the look on Jack's face. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I still got 9 minutes left. This is fucking great. Best show ever.